Even a bout with jet lag was not enough to dampen the Columbus mayor's spirits when he talked about the possibility of an auto parts manufacturer or an aluminum coil foundry locating in Indiana because of his visit to China and Japan.
They all felt that the business in the U.S., specifically Columbus, is going to be growing. And that's good news, I think, for the home front, for not only Columbus, but the state of Indiana. And they're very, very pleased with the way they've been treated, and there were no negatives at all.
Speaking on WFIU's Ask the Mayor, Armstrong says he doesn't think all the companies will or even can locate in his city, but believes the climate is right for ramped-up investment in Indiana as a whole. Indiana Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Kevin Briniger says that is no reason for Armstrong to fret, though, adding that investment anywhere in the state will have indirect benefits for Bartholomew County.
That will employ people. There'll be taxes paid. Obviously, he won't get the benefit of local taxes, but to the extent we grow the pie and there's resources for at the state level for infrastructure and education and other human capital development, that'll benefit his community.
Armstrong isn't the only Indiana official heading to the Far East on a trade mission. A delegation including Governor Mitch Daniels and Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight is set to leave at the end of the week. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.